All right, so we are here live in the basement of Kathy Coleman talking to Sarah Peacock. How's it going, Sarah?
It's going.
Awesome. So why don't you tell us about your upcoming CD, or has it already come out yet?
Actually, Albuquerque Sky came out February 26, 2013.
Okay.
And then I released Live from the Red Clay Theater in October of 2013.
Right.
Yeah, so we've just been promoting that, and I've been touring that around pretty hardcore since the releases, and it's been going pretty good.
And you have a new single that's out called Hurricane?
Yeah, Hurricane. Released that in November of 2012, and then right before the holiday season, and shortly after the whole Hurricane Sandy thing that happened up there in the Northeast, and then we released it. And it's a kind of one of those benefit songs, and we had a recent sort of resurgence with the anniversary of Sandy. Recorded a music video, and so that's. That's been going well, too, yeah. So
cool.
Yeah.
And then I believe you have, you've been doing a lot of adventures around the country. You've been up in Alaska, I saw.
Yeah, Alaska.
Tell us about why you were up in Alaska.
I'd always wanted to go to Alaska, and it had been on my bucket list since I was a kid. And, I make things happen, you know. If I want to do it, it's ain't nobody stopping me kind of thing. And so I wanted to see Alaska, for my spirit of adventure, you know, mm-hmm. in honor of that. And I just find nature so inspiring and helps me write new songs and all that. And so I went up there and played a bunch of festivals, did the state fair and started flying airplanes and kind of caught the bug. And then, you know, word started getting around, and folks really liked the music and started selling out of CDs and having to reorder more. And the folks in Alaska just keep asking me to come back. So
that's awesome.
That's kind of how it got started. And then I left, and then I came back in November, and then I left, and then I was invited up to Dutch Harbor in February for a time out in the middle of the Bering Sea, playing music for a little Dutch harbor, but it was really
meeting
really
those
cool.
crab fishermen,
deadliest catch
people.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you have any upcoming projects that you want to promote?
Going to be focusing the rest of the year on writing and recording some new music in Nashville with a producer there. At this point, we're really just kind of like beginning the creative process. And so, we of course want everything to be the best that it can be. But, I'm unable to comment on the time frame or the, any of that stuff. It's just kind of, at this point, the excitement of just getting the ball rolling on something new. And, I think it'll be something that, nice and meaty, the fans can sink their teeth into when the time comes. So,
and then do you have any upcoming festivals or things that you're going to be playing at in the next couple of months?
This summer I've got a couple of festivals. We haven't confirmed, anything, as of yet. But hopefully in the next couple weeks, we'll have a better idea of some of the routing there. But best way to do that, keep up with that, is just to check out sarahpeacockmusic.com, and you can see all the latest upcoming shows and all that good stuff.
Awesome. Sarah also has a Facebook page and a Twitter account called, I believe it's Stalk the Peacock. At Stalk the Peacock on Twitter. So I have been stalking her on Twitter, which is pretty awesome. And if you're interested in checking out more of her music, check her out at sarahpeacockmusic.com. And without further ado, we're going to let you start, Sarah.
Awesome.
This first song's called Sometimes the Only Way Out is a Broken Heart. It's kind of a new song. You were Sometimes the only way out is a broken heart. Ocean. On the bright So, back in November, I was in Alaska, just flown 6,000 miles away from home, got off a plane, and the person I was there to see broke up with me right away. Yeah, it puts a new spin on being alone, doesn't it? It's 40 below outside, dark all the time. Recipe for disaster. You know, I never really felt so alone in my life. I sat down to write this song one night. Not every song I write is about me, but this one kind of saved my life. It's called Takes a Little Time.
Hush a little heart, don't you cry. Everything's gonna be alright. You try and try and try again and again and try with only pieces, pieces, always pieces. It happens every time. A broken set of wings doesn't mean you'll never fly. Something just take a little time and be still, little heart. Don't you run, nothing's really over till it's done. You love and love and love again and again. Hang on, you will find the one. A broken set of wings doesn't mean you'll never fly. Some things just take a little time. When you've had more than you can take, remember there's a plan, and have a little faith if you can. 'Cause it's gonna take a little time. What's gone is gone, and you can't get it back. And every second counts, remember that. So just let yourself be broken and enjoy the ride. 'Cause it's gonna take a little time. Hey, little heart, don't you die. Everything's gonna be. You give and give and give again and again, give it all. And it burns, burns, it always burns. Every time you fall, it's gonna take a little time. Oh, but you're gonna be fine. it's gonna take a little time.
Missed out today, but you guys are here to enjoy the fog and the lights and everything, all the effort. Moral of this next story is never date another songwriter if you live in Nashville. We're real good about writing songs about liars and cheaters down there. Last thing you want to do is try to convince everybody for the rest of your life that you're not just another one of those country songs. Hopefully I didn't have to spend too much time clearing up any type of reputation I might have earned. But you know, we all deserve a second chance. I fully believe that. And so this song is called Not Just a Country Song. It's about being willing to admit you messed up. I should have seen this coming. Yeah, I should have known where this was going. I wish that I had done things different. There's nothing like your silent punishment. I was wrong, I do confess, but I don't believe there is nothing left. 'Cause we all make mistakes, we've all been there, yeah. We've all been down that crazy road that leads to nowhere. But I am more than who I was, never was too far. Change me, will it be the same for anyone? It might be a while till you see I'm not just a country song. Yes, some people never change. They're afraid, but I'm no longer running from myself. Yeah, I'll be ever coming clean. Can feel like hell. I was selfish, I do confess. And there's more to you and me than bitterness. 'Cause we all make mistakes. Lessons on how to live. Yeah, we all make mistakes. We've all been there. Yeah, we've all told our share of lies down the road to nowhere. But I am more than who I was, ever was too far gone. And you know if God can change me, will it be the same for anyone? But it might be a while. Thank you. About this time last year, I went on the first adult vacation of my life. Gave myself permission to take a month off and just go write some songs and unplug. And found myself in a little tiny writing cottage, room with a view, in the Willapa Bay in Washington State where the oysters grow. Kind of sounds like a fairy tale, doesn't it? Kind of was in a way, but anyway, this song is called Are We There Yet? It's about life on the road.
Motel for 1995. It's a different town, the same old room. I do this all the time. I am so tired, and I just can't go another mile. This test, are we there yet? Well, I just keep staring at the lines, cause there's no home to go home to. Am I nailed? Does anybody still wanna try on my boots? And I just keep on singing, cause I don't know. Anybody there? 'Cause I am running on fumes. I'm running out of heart, but I can't stop now, as I've come too far. I guess I'll keep on paying dues till my quota is met. Oh dear Jesus, am I ever gonna pass this test? Are we there? When's it gonna be my turn to fly? 'Cause I'm running on fumes, running out of heart, but I can't stop now, 'cause I've come too far. Guess I'll keep on paying dues till my quota is met. Oh dear Jesus, am I ever gonna pass this test? And if not, could you please get me out of this mess? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Thank you. Albuquerque Sky has been out about a year now. What a journey that was, I'll tell you what. That album was recorded in over 46 different states over the course of touring 70,000 miles, about 250 dates a year. And never do another record like that again. I learned my lesson. You know, I'd be editing through car stereo speakers and on my headphones, traveling in an airplane. But it finally got done. It was a journey from the beginning, you know. When I first started writing songs for Albuquerque Sky, I was going through a lot of healing in my life. And first song I wrote was this song right here. It's called Dry Spell. And I'm a southeastern girl, you know. I grew up outside of Atlanta, Georgia. We got a lot of trees, a lot of hills there. Plenty for a girl that likes to run from her problems. Plenty of trees to hide behind. My first trip out west to New Mexico and Arizona really put things in perspective for me out there in the desert, the big open sky, nothing to hide behind. I was facing all of my demons right then and there. I think that's probably where I grew up. So the song's called Dry Spell.
Lately I've been putting a lot of miles on that Chevy truck I've had since 93. Yeah, I've been meaning to plan this road trip for a while. Spent some time with God down on my knees. I've been putting all this off for way too long. And I know that I'm the reason we don't get along. But I'm sorry, I just need some time to be alone. Figure out what's wrong. I'm going through a dry spell in this heart of mine. Oh, and God, if you got answers now. Been worth the wait. I've been going through a dry spell for such a long, long time. I don't know when it's gonna end or when I'll be alright. I guess I'm blessed to have a curse that may tortured soul. It's slow I'll be sitting writing these sad songs till I get old. Yeah, when I die, he'll send me straight to hell to begin another dry spell.
Thank you. Albuquerque Sky, the song Albuquerque Sky, people ask me all the time, you know, how'd you get the title to that record? And you know, it's kind of funny. I was looking at the list of all 14 songs that, you know, we recorded for the CD and you know, I was going through the list, you know, Dry Spell, there's Rio Grande, and there's a couple of other ones, you know, that just sort of seem like the Southwestern-y type of feel, and that's kind of the direction we were going with the record, you know. But the title Albuquerque Sky just kind of stuck out to me, because when I think of Albuquerque, I don't know if you've ever been there, but you know, I think of the Sandias Mountains, and I think of, you know, the lights of Albuquerque, and just it's just a beautiful town, and you know, you look at the sky and everything's just so open and gorgeous. And of course, you know, we all think about the balloons when we think of Albuquerque as well, and so it just to me represented freedom in a lot of ways. And so that's kind of why I named the record Albuquerque Sky. And it just seemed to kind of fit, you know, like I said, it's a glue that kind of brought all the songs together. So I'm going to play you that song now.
It took my breath away. That took me by surprise. I wanted to stay. I wanted to hold you all night till the sunrise. You said you weren't my type. Something in me told me that's exactly why God brought you to me. Don't you see? And I want you to know that I just can't let go. Me half to death to see a love like that come alive. I didn't want to love again and knew you'd wait forever. You knew what I knew then. My heart was pounding in my chest. You and me in that sunset. I should have told you when you kissed me that night. Under that Albuquerque sky. I wish I could go back and let you see inside of me. You were falling so fast. And it set me free. working on myself, and it all makes sense. And at the time I couldn't tell, but I knew I loved you then. Could you go there again? And now that the smoke has cleared,
I guess it was close to fall of 2012. I was leaving the Arizona state line, and I got a phone call from a friend of mine back in Atlanta, and she said a mutual friend of ours had committed suicide, and it was a really tough time for me. And one night I was snowed in Delaware, and so I wrote this song here for my friend Krista. Passed away. It's called Where Were All the Angels?
Was it dark? Was it cold? Did it feel like you had no place else to go? Were you scared? Is it an empty house? Did it feel like you'd find freedom? Were you lost and unfound? Ooh, beautiful one. A beautiful one. Where were all the angels? Arms to save you, but she wouldn't even cry. Where was I? Will you know? Did you feel God? Was it impossible to see yourself lovely as you are? Did it hurt? Was it some victory? You were dying all along, and we were watching you bleed. Oh, beautiful one.
Thank you. Well, to clear the air, or let's say rather the fog machine, I got a song here. We're going to salute our exes. How's that sound? This is Don't Deserve You. I think it's time.
to set the record straight. Where do you get off erasing me this way? I guess you never loved me anyway, yeah. Oh, you just left me in the dark, and that is not okay. That is not okay. I don't know how much more that I can take. It's about damn time I get my bags and be headed on my way. I have lied and I have cheated. I left a few hearts bleeding. And I'm not proud. I used to get around and I knew that it was wrong. I took advantage of forgiveness and I have no excuses. I've done a lot that a woman ought not to do. Yeah, and I deserve a lot of things, but I don't deserve you. Done a lot that a woman ought not to do. And I deserve a lot of things. Ooh, and I deserve a lot of things. But I don't deserve you. There's a song that I haven't played in a while. I thought came across my mind here while I was up here kind of jamming out. This is an older song, and I wrote it while I was in Atlanta one night. Broke into an empty apartment in the middle of winter with no power and heat, and I was all alone, and I wrote this song by the light of my cell phone. And now that everyone feels sorry for me, we're going to move on. It's called Nothing Left to Give. I'm standing still. I'm learning to breathe. I'm letting you go, 'cause that's what I know is best for me. I'm closing that door. I'm living my life. Yeah, new love brings you back. I'm not counting on that. I won't be surprised. It's a long way to heal, and it took just one look at you to feel the way I feel. But now I've got nothing left to give.
I made the first step. Out on the ledge. Oh, I wanna fly, leaving behind all the dreams we once had. Yeah, I wanna be brave, make a new plan. Oh, I gave you my heart, never got very far, I never had the chance. It's a long way to heal, and it took just one look at you to feel the way I feel. But now I got nothing left to give. There's a song off of my latest Live from the Red Clay Theater album release it's a very special song to me. This actually was one of those other songs that I wrote for myself, and I was in the middle of writing a letter to someone that I needed to apologize to, and I was having a really tough time, when you're doing those kind of things with someone you're not on necessarily on speaking terms with, and you know that you need to do it and you need to ask for forgiveness, and it's not about whether they respond or not, it's about they're doing the right thing. And it just dredged up a lot of hurt and a lot of feelings for me, and trying to process everything, I put the paper down for a minute, and I just picked up my guitar, and I thought, I'm just going to try to breathe and write a song about this. And so that's what I did. And the song's called Chains, and it's about letting go. It's about freedom from the things that we hold ourselves back from, not from anything anyone else did, all accepting the struggle and the repression that we put on ourselves when we don't free up that space that needs to be open in our hearts. And so anyways, hope you guys enjoy this song.
Your feet, but I'm so sorry.
I have known in my heart that I have owed that to you.
Talked about a little bit on, touched on the hurricane issue up in the Northeast back in the fall of 2012. Hurricane Sandy hit, and I actually was right in the middle of that storm, right in the eye of the hurricane, as a matter of fact. Just finished up a show in Philadelphia and was kind of torn whether or not to cancel the tour. And we still had another, you know, 3 weeks or so to go. And I just, I didn't know exactly what to do. And I had a couple of friends call me from Red Bank, New Jersey. And they said, why don't you come up here and hang out with us during the storm? I thought, great idea. Eye of the Hurricane, let's go. So that's what we did. We went up to Red Bank and hung out. And the storm kind of came and went. And as we all know, the destruction as well. And left quite a devastation in its path. And what really impressed me was the resilience of the community there in Red Bank. And we were family at that point. You know, we'd gone through something so huge together. You know, that's something that bonds you for life with people. And, you know, everybody was out there digging in the trenches, letting people help them, helping other people. And it was just a really, really cool thing to witness in a community like that. And, so I was inspired to write this song, Hurricane. And then I was invited to perform it on the CBS Morning Show in New York City. And that was quite an honor. And, in a conversation with an anchor there, the subject came up of what if you make this a benefit song? I said, great idea. So we went in the studio and recorded this song over the holidays and released it, put it up on iTunes. And then, so it is a benefit song. You can download it on iTunes as a single. And, the money goes to support the Sandy victims. And we did record a music video right around the anniversary of Hurricane Sandy. That was released last week or week before last, coming up here in 2 weeks. So, check it out on YouTube if you don't mind, and share it with your friends and stuff. Let's try this again here, Hurricane.
Hurricane.
Thank you very much.